further teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 45, The Final Years in Jagannath Puri, Episode 15, Lord Chaitanya's Ecstatic Exhibitions, Part 12, taken from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antya Leela, Chapter 18, Rescuing Lord Chaitanya from the Sea. Thus, all the verses about the Rasa Leela dance were recited. Then, finally, the verse concerning the pastimes in the water was recited. Tabhir yutashramam apohitum anga sanga grishna sraja sakucha kumkuma ranjitaya gandharva palibhir anudruta avishadva Shranto Gajibhir Ibharad Ibabinasetu. Just as an independent leader among elephants enters the water with its female elephant, Krishna, who is transcendental to the Vedic principles of morality, entered the water of the Yamuna along with the gopis. Krishna's chest had brushed against the breast of the gopis, crushing Krishna's flower garland and coloring it with red kumkum powder. Attracted by the fragrance of the garland, humming bumblebees followed Krishna like celestial beings of Gandharva Loka. And in this way, Lord Krishna mitigated the fatigue of the rasa dance. While thus wandering near the temple of Aitota, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu suddenly saw the sea. Brightened by the shining light of the moon, the high waves of the sea glittered like the waters of the river Yamuna. Mistaking the sea for the river Yamuna, Lord Chaitanya ran swiftly, jumping into the water, unseen by the others. Falling into the sea, Lord Chaitanya lost consciousness and could not understand where he was. Sometimes Lord Chaitanya sank beneath the waves, and sometimes Lord Chaitanya floated above them. The waves carried Lord Chaitanya here and there like a piece of dry wood. Who can understand this dramatic performance by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Keeping Lord Chaitanya sometimes submerged and sometimes afloat, the waves carried Lord Chaitanya toward the Konarka temple. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, fully merged in the pastimes Lord Krishna had performed with the gopis in the waters of the Yamuna. But meanwhile, all the devotees headed by Swarup Damodara lost sight of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Astonished, the devotees began searching for Lord Chaitanya, asking, "Where has Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gone?" For Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had run off at the speed of the mind. No one could see Lord Chaitanya. Thus, everyone was puzzled as to Lord Chaitanya's whereabouts. Has Lord Chaitanya gone to the temple of Jagannath? Or has Lord Chaitanya fallen down in madness in some garden? Perhaps Lord Chaitanya went to the Gundicha temple, or to Lake Narendra, or to the Chatakaparvata. Maybe Lord Chaitanya went to the temple of Konarka. Talking like this, the devotees wandered here and there, looking for Lord Chaitanya. Finally, the devotees came to the shore, accompanied by many others. While the devotees were searching for Lord Chaitanya, the night ended. And thus the devotees all decided, "Oh no! Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has now disappeared." In separation from Lord Chaitanya, everyone felt as though he had lost his very life. The devotees concluded that there must have been some mishap. They could not think of anything else. Anishta Shankini Bandhu Hridayani Bhavantihi. A relative or intimate friend is always fearful of some injury to one's beloved. When the devotees arrived at the seashore, they conferred among themselves. Then, some of them sought out Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Chataka Parvat. Swarup Damodar proceeded east with others, looking for Lord Chaitanya on the beach or in the water. Everyone was overwhelmed with moroseness and almost unconscious. But out of ecstatic love, the devotees continued to wander here and there, searching for Lord Chaitanya. Passing along the beach, the devotees saw a fisherman approaching with his net over his shoulder. Laughing, crying, dancing, and singing, the fisherman kept repeating the holy name, Hari, Hari, Hari. Seeing the activities of the fisherman, everyone was astonished. Swarup Damodar Goswami therefore asked the fisherman for information. Oh, my dear fisherman, why are you behaving like this? Have you seen someone hereabouts? What is the cause of your behavior? Oh, do please tell us. I have not seen a single person here, but while casting my net in the water, I captured a dead body. I lifted it with great care, thinking it to be a big fish. But as soon as I saw that it was a corpse, well, great fear arose in my mind. As I tried to release the net, I touched the body. And as soon as I touched the body, a ghost entered my heart. I shivered in fear and shed tears. My voice faltered, and all the hairs on my body stood up. I do not know whether that corpse I found was the ghost of a dead Brahmana or an ordinary man, but as soon as one looks upon that corpse, the ghost enters one's body. The body of this ghost is very long, 5 to 7 cubits. Each of its arms and legs is as much as 3 cubits long. The joints of that ghost are all separated beneath the skin, which is completely slack. No one could see it and remain alive in one's body. That ghost has taken the form of a corpse, but he keeps his eyes open. Sometimes he utters the sound gong, gong, and sometimes he remains unconscious. I have seen that ghost directly, and he is haunting me. But if I die, oh, who will take care of my wife and children? That ghost is certainly very difficult to talk about. But I am going to find an exorcist and ask him if he can release me from it. I wander alone at night killing fish in solitary places. But because I remember the hymn to Lord Nrsinga, ghosts do not touch me. This ghost, however, overcomes me with redoubled strength when I chant the Nrsinga mantra. And if I even look at the form of this ghost, great fear arises in my mind. So do not go there, I forbid you. If you go, that ghost will catch you all. Upon hearing all of this from the fisherman, Swarup Damodar could understand the full truth of the matter. So he spoke sweetly to the fisherman. Oh, I am a famous exorcist, so I know how to rid you of this ghost. Swarup Damodar then chanted some mantras, placing his hand on top of the fisherman's head. Swarup Damodar slapped the fisherman 3 times and then said, "Now the ghost has gone away, so do not be afraid." By saying this, Swarup Damodar pacified the fisherman. The fisherman was affected by ecstatic love, but he was also fearful. The fisherman had thus become doubly agitated. Now that his fear had subsided, however, the fisherman had become somewhat normal. Swarup Damodar then said to the fisherman, "My dear sir, the person you are thinking is a ghost is not actually a ghost, but is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because of ecstatic love, Lord Chaitanya fell into the sea, and you have caught Lord Chaitanya in your net, rescuing him. Simply by touching Lord Chaitanya, it has awakened your dormant love of Krishna. But because you thought Lord Chaitanya to be a ghost, well, you were very much afraid of Lord Chaitanya. So now that your fear has gone and your mind is peaceful, please show me where Lord Chaitanya is." The fisherman replied, "I have seen Lord Chaitanya many times, but this is not Lord Chaitanya. This body is very much deformed." "My dear fisherman, Lord Chaitanya's body becomes transformed in his love for God. Sometimes the joints of Lord Chaitanya's bones separate, and Lord Chaitanya's body becomes very much elongated." Hearing this, the fisherman became very happy. The fisherman brought all the devotees with him, showing them Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya was laying on the ground, and Lord Chaitanya's body elongated, bleached white by the water. Lord Chaitanya was covered from head to foot with sand. Lord Chaitanya's body was stretched, and Lord Chaitanya's skin was slack, hanging loose. To lift Lord Chaitanya and take him the long distance home would have been impossible. The devotees removed Lord Chaitanya's wet undergarment and replaced it with a dry one. Then, laying Lord Chaitanya on an outer cloth, the devotees cleaned the sand from Lord Chaitanya's body. The devotees all performed Sankirtan, loudly chanting the holy name of Krishna into Lord Chaitanya's ear. After some time, the sound of the holy name of Krishna entered the ear of Lord Chaitanya, who immediately got up, making a great noise. And as soon as Lord Chaitanya got up, Lord Chaitanya's bones assumed their proper places. And with half external consciousness, Lord Chaitanya looked here and there. Recorded July 14, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. Gauranga bolite habe, pulaka sharir, hari hari bolite nayane, babe nir. Gauranga bolite habe, pulaka sharir, hari hari bolite nayane babe ni. Gauranga bolite habe, pulaka sharira, hari hari bolite nayane babe ni. 太够让的，你太够让的，你太够让的，够的哈的，够的哈的，够的哈的，你太够让的，够的哈的。Go ranga, mo di te habe, pula ka shagi. Hari hari, mo di te na yane, babe ni. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.Hare Hare Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare HareHare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama,Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Oh, when will that opportune moment come to me? When there will be shivering of the body as soon as I chant the name of Lord Gauranga.And after shivering, while chanting Hare Krishna, when will there be tears pouring down from my eyes?